fully vaccinated seniors in areas not covered by hard lockdowns in the Philippines can now go out of their homes. Government also considering further easing quarantine restrictions in the NCR Plus as COVID-19 cases in the area continue to go down. We'll speak to Navota City Mayor Toby Tiangco about that proposal. G7 nations commit to donate 1 billion COVID-19 doses to poorer countries. And Philippine Senator Nancy Binay urges government to fast-track the distribution of coronavirus vaccines. The senator will join us later on in the program. Hi, I'm Carmina Constantino. Deadline Philippines begins right now. Hey, thanks for joining us. And for those of you watching us on YouTube and on Facebook, nice to have you with us today. Well, the Philippine government giving senior citizens a big incentive now to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated senior citizens in areas under general community quarantine and modified general community quarantine can now go out of their homes. But before they head out to the malls or the parks, the seniors must present their vaccination cards. They will also be required to observe minimum health standards.
Ipinagbabawal pa din po sa mga fully vaccinated senior citizens ang interzonal travel maliban sa nauna ng pinayagang point-to-point interzonal travel.
Meanwhile, the IATF has also allowed the reopening of indoor non-contact sports venues in the National Capital Region and its surrounding areas. These include gyms, fitness studios, skating rinks, and racket sports courts. They will be permitted to operate at 30% of their capacity, but they will still need to secure a safety seal certification. Historical sites and museums in the NCR Plus area also allowed to operate at 20% capacity. Tourism Chief Bernadette Romulo Puyat said this is all part of efforts to restart tourism and leisure activities in a safe and steady manner. Guided tours, however, will remain prohibited. All visitors must still follow minimum health and safety standards. The reopening of museums and historical sites also coincides with the observance of Independence Day on Saturday. The Philippine government also looking to further scale back some of the COVID-19 restrictions in the National Capital Region and in nearby provinces. This on the back of better healthcare utilization rates and a decreasing trend in infections. But while some areas are posting improved COVID-19 figures, the Western Visayas is experiencing a surge in cases. Health authorities there say the number of cases have risen by 1,000%. The uptick is mostly seen in parts of Negros Occidental, Antique, Panay, and Bacolod City.
One of the things that we suspect is really pag-move ng mga tao across islands and across regions po. So may mga umuwi din po talaga tayong mga cases from Metro Manila na mga returning residents and even mga travelers.
Over in Eastern Visayas, the number of new COVID-19 cases hits a record high Thursday. The region reported 572 new cases. The regional health director says the spike is mostly due to mass gatherings. The region is currently under a general community quarantine, but with granular lockdowns in some municipalities.
In our discussion with the governors, we are trying to balance economy and the health issues in the region. So for now, while generally the provinces are on GCQ, mayroon naman tayo mga local government units na naka-granular lockdown. The local government units, we agree that they will intensify the implementation and observance of the minimum public health standards in the respective LGUs. So mayroon mga activities that are now discouraged, like parties, mga other social events also that will result to crowding of people.
Nationwide, the Philippines reported over 7,000 new cases Thursday, the highest so far this month. The country's total cases now nearing 1.3 million. 122 more fatalities were also confirmed, pushing the death toll to 22,312. Recoveries, meanwhile, breached 1.2 million. The Philippines' police chief orders a review of the cases filed against a businesswoman in connection with the alleged sale of COVID vaccine slots. See, police had tagged Colorette Cosmetics CEO Nina Elaine Cabrera as one of three suspects involved in the scheme. But Cabrera vehemently denied that allegation, claiming she was in fact the whistleblower. Police Chief Guillermo Eliazar has tasked the criminal investigation and anti-cybercrime groups to check for possible lapses in their probe. If there were any, he assured Cabrera, they would make the necessary corrections. Cities across Metro Manila see a surge in vaccinations as they begin offering jabs to economic frontliners under the A4 priority group. In Binondo, in Manila, residents lined up before dawn to get their first doses at a local mall. Three other malls were also serving as vaccination sites there. Meanwhile, Muntinlupa reported a record 5,420 vaccinations Thursday. That's after they also began vaccinating economic frontliners. In Quezon City, the website used by residents to book vaccinations experienced heavy traffic after the city opened up slots to those in the A4 group. Issues with the website were reportedly fixed past midnight. That was a quick look at the weather today. Now, in the past 24 hours alone, 1 million doses of Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine arrived, and over 2 million jabs of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines landed in the country. That's a big boost to the country's vaccination rollout. But see, even before these doses arrived, Senator Nancy Binay claims about 1 million still remain stored in government facilities, which is why the senator says the shortage experienced in vaccination sites in several cities this week is unacceptable. She's now calling on the Department of Health to release these vaccines so that the public benefits from them. Senator Nancy Binay joins us now. Senator, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Carmina. Good afternoon to all your viewers.
Right. Let's talk about the vaccines that arrived yesterday. How concerned are you, Senator Binay, that these will go the way of the vaccines that remain stored in government facilities?
That's a biggest concern of mine at the moment because, as you know, the past few days, LGUs have been complaining that they had to close down several vaccination sites because there's no vaccine, which makes me wonder because alam naman natin, Carmina, di ba, the past few days, sila Secretary Galvez, I think halos every day they're in the airport receiving all the vaccines, right? But there's a disconnect because on the ground, the vaccine is not there. So,
yeah.
for me, ang suggestion ko is siguro it would be better if there's zero inventory in the main storage facilities, di ba? Parang let them all be distributed in all the LGUs.
But what do you think, Senator? What do you think led to this situation wherein the vaccines are there, but they're not being distributed? What's the reason behind that?
I also asked the same question, but you know, I heard the other day Secretary Harry Roque was saying they couldn't release it because they needed another document from FDA before they can use the vaccine. But maybe there's a need to review the distribution process being done. How to make it faster? For me, the less stocks in the storage facilities, the better for all of us.
Mm, this is not the time for red tape. This is right.
Yes, correct. And kasi diba, sayang eh, lost opportunity. There's also that possible scenario na yung mga kababayan natin who are already willing to get vaccinated would probably change their mind. Kasi alam naman natin, yung iba dyan, they had to skip work just to line up.
Mm-mm. Alam mo, Senator, hindi naman nagkukulang ang Senado sa pagpapaalala sa DOH, no? Kung ano yung mga pagkukulang nila. But at this point, several months into the vaccine rollout, and even a year, more than a year into this pandemic, would you say that the DOH has been responsive to the suggestions, the queries coming from the Senate, coming from yourself, for example?
Actually, I think that's the frustration of my colleagues and myself. Na parang they don't like suggestions. Parang if we suggest for them to do this, they go the other way around. So parang may ganong perception. But hopefully, as we get more vaccines, magbago yung ganitong mindset from our implementers.
Yeah, saan kaya nagagaling yung ganong klaseng mindset?
Hindi ko alam, Carmina, but alam mo, I think from the first day, but after, meron namang improvements. May mga suggestions naman yung Senate na pinakikinggan na rin ng ating executive.
Here's where we're at right now. We do know that they've opened the rollout, the vaccination rollout, to the ones belonging to the A4 group. Maraming gusto magpabakuna. We just read an item about that, people lining up to get themselves vaccinated. But there's also a surge that's happening in the provinces. What is the fear here? What is the concern coming from yourself, Senator Binay? Do you think one should be prioritized over the other? Kasi para tayong nagjajuggle eh. Para tayong nagpapatay ng sunog, ng maraming sunog. Senator, what are your thoughts on this?
Pero I think consistent naman, Carmina, yung NCR. Lagi siyang parang hotbed of the virus, di ba? I guess kasi, NCR is like the hub. So I think dapat consistent lang yung policy na we need to give more sa NCR. And then, dun pa sa other, kumbaga, areas kung saan nagkaka-search. But more than that, Carmina, we should look at the whole picture, right? It's not just the vaccination program, right? We need to get to the bottom kung bakit nagkaka-search in other areas. Side ko lang, for example, nakaka-inget yung mga Asian neighbors natin. Like, for example, Singapore, nagkaroon sila ng surge. You know, they were able to trace na sa isang mall, apparently, nagkaroon parang 20 sila. They all went to that one mall at a given time on that day. So nalaman nila na parang mukhang doon nag-spread sa mall. So they closed the mall for weeks. They announced na kung sino man yung nagpunta doon sa mall during this period, you can get free swab. Hindi natin nakita yun, di ba? Parang it's all speculative where it came from, yung kung ano talaga yung source of the surge. So you know, I think we also need to look at, aside from the vaccination program, kasi for me to address the problem with COVID, it's different strategies, diba? Vaccination is one, yung following yung apat dapat is another one. So, dapat ganun yung approach.
parang we're just playing catch up the whole time. And the contact tracing efforts, we don't know where it's at right now. There was even one point where the contact tracing chief himself said that it has deteriorated.
Yeah, and that's, Casey, Carmita, that's since day one. Remember when we had that first hearing in the Senate and then yung case natin na they were all together in one flight? Na parang okay na lang nila nalaman na hindi pala nila natitrace kung sino yung kasama dun sa flight. So it's still the same problem.
And while all of this is happening, Senator Binay, there is a request from the Budget Department for an additional 25 billion pesos to purchase COVID-19 vaccines. What do you make of this request? Is it even clear to us now where the 80 plus billion that was allotted to purchase vaccines in the first place, is it even clear to you where that all went?
Not yet, but when we go back in the Senate, budget season. So this additional request will be, kumbaga, reviewed kung saan ba nila gagamitin to. Actually, when we had that hearing in the Senate about the vaccination program, when we were doing the computation, ang laki na nang nilabas ng private sector. Diba? So, we don't know kung saan pa tong 25 billion. And we should also remember, Carmina, ang isa din sa sinabi ni Director Domingo ng FDA, nakikita nila by end of the year, baka most of the vaccines would already get a commercial permit, yung hindi na sila emergency use, which means we can all, kumbaga, buy. We can buy the vaccine that we want already.
So why the additional 25 billion pesos?
Kasi, narinig ko, the additional 25 billion is for the yung age group na idadagdag nila. I think 12 to 17.
That's interesting because I was talking to Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere specifically regarding the vaccines for that age group. And she said she's going to, the plan is for the framework, the current vaccination framework to hold. They will abide by that still. And once the supply stabilizes, that's the only time when they can move into that sector. So there's a disconnect between the two.
And siguro also, isipin natin ni Carmina na in other countries na tapos na sila dun sa two shots, they're already talking about their booster. Mm-hmm. In fact, like sa Abu Dhabi, ang initial kasi na ginamit nila is Sinopharm, but now they're already doing their third shot, I think, with Pfizer. So that is something that we should also, kumbaga, plan for. Mm-hmm. Baka mas kailangan yun instead of the 12 to 17 years old.
The booster, the next phase of the vaccination. But then it also doesn't tie up with what you just said, that, they're planning to, baka they'll use the 25 million, billion, I should say, for these, for that sector. Pero is it ever clear to you and your colleagues, Senator Binay, what the grand plan is coming from the health department, their blueprint? We've been asking about that since day one. And is it any clearer to you now, more than a year into this pandemic and more than a year into this government handling this pandemic for the Filipino people, Senator?
I also share the same frustration, Carmina. Ako nga, I keep on suggesting that let's come out with a handbook. Because for me, we need to live with the virus about whether we're vaccinated or not. So ano na yung, what will be the new normal for us? Like, diba, alam din naman natin, even if you got vaccinated, there's still that probability that you can get the virus or you can spread the virus. So nandun pa rin si COVID, right? And how do we survive with the virus around us? Diba?
But the national government will say that's why the LGUs are there. They have relied on the LGUs to communicate
policy,
this.
Yeah, but the policy should come from the national, right? But for example, like right now, we're already opening up certain businesses, right? Like yung tourism, medyo nagbubukas na siya. I think today, yung mga gyms are already allowed to open at a certain percentage. But ano yung standard na kailangan nila ma-comply when we open them? And yung ano ba yung scenario ba na 100% is still feasible? Or at talagang hanggang ano na lang tayo, the maximum would be 50% or 80%. Dapat may ganong standard.
By the way, part of the announcement today was that senior citizens can now be allowed to go out in their zones. You had a brief exchange with one of your colleagues, Senator Cynthia Villar, about senior citizens going out. Are you more confident now with what is happening that, you know, we can allow senior citizens to go out and we should be able to trust them to take care of themselves once vaccinated?
For me, Carmina, yung senior citizens, they can go out as much as possible, not inside the mall. Di ba? They can go sa mga open areas, but you know, as try to avoid pa rin yung mga enclosed spaces kasi alam natin na it's prone to spreading yung mga enclosed spaces. So, I agree that they also need to go out. Hindi rin mabuti sa kanila nakakulong lang sa bahay. But siguro may areas lang na dapat pwede nilang puntahan. And remember, may issue din ha, dun sa senior citizens, based on the percentage, most of them are not getting the vaccine.
Correct.
And then number two, most of them are not getting their second shot. And we should remember na hindi ka fully protected if you don't get that second shot.
Okay, let's just go back briefly to the 25 billion peso request coming from the budget department. How fearful are you, or is there any concern, Senator Binay, that these funds that they're asking for will eventually find their way to campaign funds for 2022?
Sana naman hindi, diba? We are in the middle of a pandemic. Dapat politics or 2022 should be the least of our concern at the moment, right? It's our fight against COVID. Dapat yun yung priority.
Pero naglalaro ba yun sa isip niya? I mean, matagal na rin kayo sa politika. You know how it goes. Do you think that's a possibility?
Maybe siguro it would be more prudent on my part to wait. And, you know, let's wait till they present their budget for 2022.
Well, speaking of 2022, let's talk about the rejection, your rejection of Isambayan's invitation. We're going to talk about that. But first, when you heard that you were actually being considered, what went through your mind? What were the thoughts going through your mind, considering that some of the personalities in that coalition were the people who put your family through the ringer?
Well, at the beginning, akala ko nagbibiru lang sila when they, you know, brought it up. Kasi di ba parang, you know where I started in politics, right? Carmina, na 2013, the way I was bashed. And then, 6 years after, kasama na ako dun sa pagpipilian for the two top positions in the country. And then, ang next reaction is, truly flattered na for me, it's a validation and recognition na, na I'm doing my role as a public servant.
Did you also see it as somehow these people, these personalities trying to really reach out and bridge the divide? Or was there a part of you that also said, what is this? Where are you guys coming from?
Ako kasi, Carmina, after parang yung what we went through in 2016, hindi na ako, it's not about the personalities anymore. It's about what is the, ano yung pinaglalaban eh. Ano ba yung gusto nilang mangyari, di ba? So, for me, it's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue. You have forgiven former Senator Antonio Trillanes and even former co-auditor Heidi Mendoza.
See, Senator Trillanes, before he left the Senate, we were able to talk already. So parang nagkaroon na kami ng ano ba yan, clearing of the air. Kumbaga.
What did you guys talk about? Did he apologize?
Kinda. Parang he explained where he was coming from, why he did that. So parang meron na kaming ano, parang at least when he left the Senate, hindi na kami nag-iiwasan sa hallway tsaka sa elevator, di ba? So parang in a way, there was already a closure.
Between you and your former colleague, but what about between him and your brother and your father and the rest of the family?
I cannot speak for them. But alam mo, I think that is something that I learned from my father, Carmina, na hindi nagtatanim ng ano, ng sama, ng loob, di ba? If it's for a greater cause, it should be regardless kung sino yung kasama mo doon sa grupo na yun.
Well, the coalition, as you know, it aims to put up a united front to go against the possible administration slate. Do you think this is possible, knowing what you know about the coalition, considering, of course, as well, the colorful history between and among the people behind it? Do you think that this is actually possible?
So, but you know, just at the end of the day, everybody should just learn the art of compromise, diba? Yung members of One Sambayan, syempre yung criteria na sinet nila, for me, very idealistic, right? But at some point, they also need to manage their criteria and their expectations, because I mean, I think that's part of politics, the art of compromise and balancing things.
So, and when you talk about balancing things, what do you think this coalition should be able to address, should be able to do in order to achieve that goal of theirs, to put up this united front against the administration?
I guess they really need to get that commitment dun sa mga pinagpipilian nila na, you know, at the end of the day, if we decide na ito yung candidate, sana there will only be one candidate, right? Hmm. But alam naman natin in politics, medyo napakahirap nun na paatrasin yung may mga ambition for higher office.
Bakit naging madali sa'yo, Senator Binay? Why was it easy for you to reject the invitation? Why did you reject it?
Hindi, una, siguro, I am thankful na they considered me. But for me, Carmina, ang laki ng problema natin, whoever will be the next president or vice president will be facing, kumbaga, a tough job. Mahirap na ngayon trabaho to begin with, but because of this pandemic, mas mahirap pa siya, right? And I can't commit 100% dun sa trabaho. Parang mas nangibabaw yung I need to be a mother first at this point. Kasi yung you know what happened with us dun sa 2016. I cannot let my kids go through that again. So yun yung talaga parang automatic. I cannot make them sacrifice again. I mean, they already sacrificed when I entered politics in 2013. And then they sacrificed again when my father ran for 2016. And then papasok na naman ako ulit this 2022. Parang it's not fair to them anymore.
Is that something that you've learned being the daughter of a politician as well? Your father has been in politics for decades. Are you trying not to repeat what you had to go through as well?
I think kami magkakapatid, Carmina, we're lucky kasi nandun kami dun sa age na hindi naman social media yung validation, di ba? our yung kids namin, they're different now. It's a different world for them where very important sa kanila yung acceptance mo sa social media. Yung pag-bully sa kanila is virtual, right?
Yeah.
Katulad dati na pag kunyari may classmate ka na magbubully sa'yo, you can already confront each other and, you know.
At saka natatapos once you enter your home. Eh ngayon, yeah. Very porous because of the internet, di ba? Parang, go ahead.
Tsaka iba, di ba, yung kaaway mo, it's just between you and your batchmate or your classmate. Ito hindi, it's between you and you don't know who else, right?
Yeah.
Lahat sila pwedeng makisali or makigulo.
Hmm. Yeah, so if you're not, your term is until 2025, correct?
Yes. So parang for me, you know, as I can still serve. I still have 3 more years as a senator. And I think as a senator, I can do my job at the same time as a mother and as a senator. But as a mother and whether it's president or vice president, I don't think kaya kong ipagsabay. The commitment for that higher office should be 100%. Kumbaga, everything should just be second place. And dapat first place yung trabaho mo as president or vice president. And that I cannot commit to.
And we're going to have to leave it at that. Senator Nancy Vinay, always a pleasure talking to you. You continue to take care and keep safe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Karina.
Thanks a lot. All right, from there, we're going to take a break now. Coming up, are Metro Manila mayors in favor of further loosening quarantine restrictions? We'll speak to Navata City Mayor Toby Tianco when Dateline Philippines returns. Stay with us here on ANC. We are back. You're still with Dateline Philippines. Here's another look at our headlines this noon. Fully vaccinated seniors in areas not covered by hard lockdowns in the Philippines can now go out of their homes. Government also considering further easing quarantine restrictions in the NCR Plus as COVID-19 cases in the area continue to go down. G7 nations commit to donate 1 billion COVID-19 doses to poorer countries. And Philippine Senator Nancy Binay calls for the fast-tracking of the rollout of coronavirus vaccines. Binay believes there is a need for government to review its distribution process. Now, as we reported earlier, the Philippine government has allowed gyms and more sports activities to resume in the NCR Plus. It is also allowing the movement of fully vaccinated seniors in areas under the least restrictive quarantine classifications. Could this lead to a further easing of the general community quarantine here in Metro Manila? Joining us now, Navata City Mayor Toby Tianco. Mayor Tianco, good afternoon to you and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, good afternoon, Carmina.
So is Metro Manila Plus ready? Is Navotas ready for the further easing of restrictions?
Alam mo, nagulat ako today doon sa report na yan. It's the first time I've heard it. But dito sa Navotas for the last 2 days, actually, I've been cautioning the barangay captains na tumataas yung cases. For the last 2 days, I noticed na tumaas yung cases. No? In the past month from March to previous to 2 days ago, pababa ng pababa yung cases. But I was alarmed nung nag-report yung CESU 2 days ago na may na-notice silang konting increase. Konti pa lang naman. No? But hindi pwede tayo maging overconfident yan dahil dyan nagsisimula yan. Eh. Little by little, and then pag napabayaan o hindi na-control, biglang ang bilis na tumaas. No? For the past 2 days, mas madami yung nag-positive cases na nag-recover. Though konti lang naman, let's say. Wednesday, I think we had 20 positives and 7 recoveries only. And yesterday, 20 positives again and 5 recoveries. No? So for the first time, mas madami yung nag-positive cases doon sa nag-recover. So I'll see the data this afternoon, pero binabantayan namin mabuti yan because for me, it's a warning sign.
Yeah, but what are you going to do now considering that you know, there were a lot of these easing of restrictions. They're allowing senior citizens and in areas under general community quarantine and MGCQ to go out. A lot of establishments as well being allowed to reopen. What are you going to do about that?
Kasi wala naman talaga tayong magagawa because kailangan naman talaga mag-loosen up. So I've been reminding lang everyone doon sa strict implementation ng health protocols, no, especially the wearing of face masks. Kasi habang lumulog, that's the only thing we can do. While we loosen up, that's the only thing that we can do. That's the first thing actually that we can do. Because yung physical distancing, of course, importante din. Kaya lang mas importante talaga yung pagsuot ng face mask para na tayo sirang plaka, paulit-ulit natin sinasabi yan. But that's the only defense na lang talaga. So I've reminded everyone to strictly enforce the proper wearing of face masks.
Kanina sinabi niyo, Mayor, that you know you're noticing an uptick, very slight, but still that's enough of a warning to you because you've seen this happen many times over. Paulit-ulit na lang din yung ganitong klaseng scenario. But then since we have the easing or loosening of these restrictions, do you think you in Navotas that you've prepared enough ahead of a possible surge in case it happens?
We are trying to control it, no? Yun na nga, I've reminded them na to remind those who have been vaccinated. Kasi baka, yun yung, we're trying to understand why it's happening, no? The possibilities are, baka yung mga nabakunahan, kasi madami na tayong nabakunahan, ang first dose natin is 47,466. At yung first and second dose is 12,375, no? So baka itong mga taon to, baka nag-loosen up sila doon sa pagsuot ng face mask, iniisip nila na protektado na sila. So we just have to keep reminding people na wear the face mask even if you're vaccinated. That's the only thing we can do right now. Kasi hindi naman din to pwedeng hindi magluag ng paunti-unti. Kaya lang yung ayaw natin is yung luluag, then tataas yung kaso, then magpipigti. So we just have to keep reminding people. And we have to implement it talaga. No? We really have to implement it. There's no other choice.
Kanina, we were talking to Senator Nancy Bina and we were talking about, you know, allowing these senior citizens to go out. But she also said the data suggests that a lot of senior citizens also have not been able to get their shots. What about there in Navotas? What is the percentage of senior citizens that you have vaccinated so far?
Okay. If we will compare all the sectors that have been allowed, diba? Yung A1. Yung A1 lampas 100% na tayo sa A1, di ba? Kaya lampas 100% because later on allowed na rin yung family members nila. And even before na allow yung family members, lampas tayo ng 100% kasi yung iba hindi naman nag-register, no. So yung A1 wala tayong problema dyan. Okay, let's skip first A2, let's skip the senior citizens and I'll explain it later. A3, yung persons with comorbidity, sobra-sobra doon sa records natin yung nagpabakuna. Alam na natin kung bakit. Diba? Kasi yung iba, habang nag-iintay ng A4, siguro biglang nagka-hypertension o biglang nagka-diabetes, talagang hirap i-screen because once they show a medical certificate, how do you prove otherwise? Diba? Kasi naiintindihan, let's keep it at that. No? Yung A4, yan, sobrang eager na talaga sila.
Yeah.
We vaccinated A4 on Monday and Tuesday. We were forced to stop on Wednesday because we didn't have vaccines. We continued on Thursday and Thursday we stopped also. We continued lang today, no? At yung A4, lahat ng sites namin, all the 6 sites, lampas-lampas doon sa capacity na kaya namin na 400. So ang taas ng acceptance doon sa A4. Okay, let's go back to the senior citizens. Talagang dun sa senior citizen, mababa talaga. Siguro na yun, nasa 30% pa lang kami to 40% of the senior citizen. But it's tumataas na yung acceptance. Nung una talaga, medyo mababa. Pero unti-unti naman na ina-accept na ng mga senior citizens. People ask me why. Bakit ganyan? You know, iniisip ko there's no other thing I can think of except human nature. Talagang when people age, they're more cautious, they're more conservative, mas hindi na tinatanggap yung new ideas. Yun eh, dapat lang pagtsagaan siya na laging paliwanag sa kanila. At nakikita naman natin, unti-unti talaga, mas na-accept nila. Not as fast lang as the other sectors.
Kasi most of them would probably think they've lived this long anyway without any intervention. Baka ito pa ang makadali sa kanya. Some of them think that way. But then I guess when they see their family members getting vaccinated, when you pierce that inner circle, that's when the acceptance begins. Mayor, kanina sinabi mo that there was a day...
Not only sa vaccines, di ba? In general naman, as people age, they become more conservative, they become more cautious. Yeah. Human nature talaga yan. Pero nakikita talaga natin, no? If you compare it to April, mas open na sila ngayon. Mas madami na talaga yung nagpupuntahan. So sa tingin ko, unti-unti darating tayo doon. It has sped up already so fast. Mm-hmm.
Kanina, a while ago, you said that there was a day during the week that you didn't get to vaccinate because you didn't have vaccines on hand. I was also talking to Senator Nancy Binay about this, and clearly there was frustration on her part because she knows there are vaccines stored in government facilities, and yet there were days when cities like yours didn't get to vaccinate. What was the reason behind that? Why didn't you have any vaccines on hand?
No, we had the second doses on hand. Pero syempre, ako naman, ayokong gamitin yung second doses, no? Because I want to play safe. Paano kung hindi dumating yung kapalit? Sinasabi syempre, dadating yung kapalit. But last night, we received an order. It was a direct order to use the second doses that we have. So that is the reason why we proceeded with the vaccination today. Kasi at least black and white, di ba? Na may written order. Sabi sa amin, gamitin namin. So
gamitin yung second doses as second dose or as first dose?
No, gamitin yung first doses as second dose. Kasi yung... Gamitin yung second doses as first
as
dose.
First
sorry,
dose.
Sorry.
Okay.
Kasi nakatago, what we do always is we divide it by two. So kung dumating 100, 50 pang first dose, 50 tinatabi natin pang second dose.
So
yung second dose, nakatabi yun. Mm-hmm. Pero for 2 days, since verbal pa lang instruction na gamitin, sabi ko wag na muna natin gamitin, mahirap yan, verbal lang eh. But when there was a written instruction last night na gamitin na yung second dose at first doses at mag-buffer lang for 2 weeks, so ang naka-buffer sa amin, ang nakatago na second dose is up to June 24. Mm-hmm. Yung over June 24, gamitin na namin. And if we don't do that, hindi kami papadala ng bagong bakuna because they will consider those after June 24 as vaccines that you can use. So bakit kami papadala ng bakuna kung meron pa kaming stock? Because they will consider those after June 24 as stock that we can use. But since black and white, nakasulat naman yan na order, sumunod na yung nabotas kanina umaga at binakuna. Of course, lagi may pangangamba yun eh because nakakakaba talaga yung hindi mo hawak yung second dose eh. Pero siyempre order yon, so sumunod na kami.
But how does that make you feel though, knowing that, okay, you're getting nervous, you don't know when the next tranche will come in. But then you also find out that there are some, close to 1 million, that's still stored in government facilities.
Wala eh. Kasi when I ask my city health officer, what will happen if we play the safe side and not use it? Sabi niya, sir, they will not send us vaccine. So lalong wala kaming mabakunahan. So wala kaming choice.
Okay.
Wala kaming choice. Right. We just have to follow.
Well, millions came yesterday. What's your allocation for this week? Are you going to get some?
1,300.
For this week?
No. We got it already on Wednesday. 1,600 yata? 1,600?
Wednesday. All. Pero may mga dumating din kahapon, di ba?
Hindi, okay. Yung dumating na Sunday na 1 million, 1,600 lang nakuha natin. Imagine, 1,600 over 1 million, no? Wala pang 1% yun. Yun lang yung nakuha namin. And yung 1,600 na yun, pinagamit sa amin as first dose lahat. So yun, sumunod kami. Okay, sige, 28 days pa naman to eh. Sige, gamitin namin. Uh-huh. And then, yun na nga, the order came na gamitin na namin yung natitira namin na after June 24. Otherwise, hindi kami makakakuha ng vaccine. So, mas matagal kami mahihinto. Ngayon, yung hindi, yung you said may dumating last night.
Yesterday.
Kasi pag may dumadating, they explain to us, there's a process and they have to test it. May proseso pang pinagdadaanan, they just can't distribute it at once on the next day. That's what they explained to us.
Okay. Do you also feel that there should be something done to streamline the distribution process even more? Because it looks to the Senator Binay and also now that, you know, the system isn't perfect. We don't aim for a perfect system, but there's something that needs to be tweaked in the system. Kasi medyo mabagal eh.
Ang akin lang sana is tomorrow, I will have a meeting tomorrow with them at 4 p.m. Ang request ko lang, kung nahandyan naman yung pang second dose, sana lang, instead na sila na magtago ng second dose, kami na yung magtago ng second dose para hindi naman kami kinakabahan na baka wala dito yung hindi dumating yung second dose. Yun lang yung request ko, no? So sana, because ang sinasabi na the more you use, the more you get. Okay sa akin yun. But let's base it on first doses. Kasi ang gusto nila, the more you use, the more you get, but you include the second dose.
Mm-mm. All right. I got that. We're going to have to leave it at that. Naubusan na naman tayo ng oras.
Okay lang. Mayor, okay lang.
Mayor Toby Tiangco of Devotas. Maraming salamat. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. Keep safe.
Bye-bye.
Right, moving on with the rest of the news today, bells toll at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. as the United States' COVID-19 death toll nears the 600,000 mark. The bells tolled 600 times, once for every 1,000 who died. The National Vaccination Program has successfully reduced the rate of deadly infections and deaths. The daily average number of fatalities has dropped to 400 from a peak of over 4,000. Back in January, nearly 52% of all Americans have been given at least one vaccine dose, while 42% have been fully vaccinated. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the G7 leaders are poised to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to poorer countries to help inoculate the world by the end of next year. Johnson said Britain will give at least 100 million surplus vaccines to poor nations. His announcement follows that of U.S. President Joe Biden, who confirmed Washington will be donating 500 million Pfizer shots.
Just as the American economy is recovering, it is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well. And that won't happen unless we can get this pandemic under control worldwide. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic. That's it, period.
COVID-19 has killed around 3.9 million people and ripped through the global economy. Back here at home, a judge in Naga calling for calm amid rising tensions between government forces and communist rebels. That's after Malacañang vowed justice for the victims of the landmine blast in Masbate, which killed 2 people. The Communist Party of the Philippines took full responsibility for that explosion. Judge Soliman Santos Jr., who is a member of the editorial board of the International Review of the Red Cross, is asking both sides to consider a ceasefire, citing the pandemic.
Maybe we can. Even if the peace talks have collapsed, at least a ceasefire during this pandemic. Let's have vaccine shots and not gunshots. In fact, maybe we can extend the vaccination to the mass base, no, or guerrilla zones of the CPP, NPA, NDF, because the notion is no one is safe until everyone is safe, until everyone gets vaccinated. Maybe those in power on both sides can give some consideration to this call.
The Philippines, among the biggest sources of mismanaged plastic waste in the entire planet. A peer-reviewed study published in the Science Advances Journal shows 466 rivers across the country contribute 30% of the plastic waste that end up in the world's oceans. Majority of these polluted rivers are in Asia, with 7 of those in the top 10 located in the Philippines. The Pasig River ranking number 1 by a wide margin. The Philippines' Climate Change Commission describes the findings as an extreme concern. It urges the public to use alternatives and shift away from single-use plastics. In sports, the Milwaukee Bucks relied on their defense to get back on track in their second-round playoff series against the Brooklyn Nets. Jrue Holiday converted the go-ahead layup with 11 seconds left to lift the Bucks to an 86-83 Game 3 victory. Milwaukee blew an early 21-point lead and were down by 3 with just over a minute to play, but the Bucks scored the game's final 6 points to cut the series deficit 2-1. Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo combined for 68 points to lead Milwaukee. And that'll do it for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Carmina Constantino. If you want to revisit today's episode, Dave on Philippines Podcast is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Playback this newscast too on ANC's YouTube channel and on ANC 24/7 on Facebook. Keep safe. Keep it here on ANC.